Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We like to check in with Ken Gosselin of the Hartford Courant from time to time when his busy schedule allows him to, you know, talk to other members of the media. Ken joins us now on Brian and Company. How's the summer going, Ken?
Very well, thanks. You know, today, lovely day. I mean, yeah, the past, you know, couple weeks is really hot, you know, kind of a pain, but we're getting through.
Yeah, you've been busy. I mean, obviously you wrote, is it in this morning's paper or yes, you put it posted later yesterday, so it'll be in today's paper, but you could have seen it online last night about the library project. I'm just curious, we've run the story in our news. Do they already have all the money they need to do all that they want and they just want to raise some money to defer, so they can be in a stronger financial situation, or do they need this money they got to go out and raise?
Yeah, they've raised a good amount of it. They need about $1.5 million more, and that's what they announced yesterday was the public campaign. They're going out to the public now to try to raise that money. But yes, they have they've already started construction there, so they have a good amount of it, but they do need more. Because, you know, costs of construction keep going up. So, you know, they do want to raise more for the project.
Now, were you at the library or where was
I? I was.
Yeah. How's it look?
Where the press conference was, of course, that's the atrium that's been there. But on a tour, we saw where they're doing construction and for the new spaces. So there is work going on there.
Well, you can see the piece in the paper or you go to current.com. Of course, you can go Kenneth Gosselin and Current and find it. The real, originally... Oh, there's two things, I want to talk to you about. I want to talk about the mayor's, the down payment assistance, but I wanted to, the real reason we reached out initially was the two Catholic schools that were shut, which is, it's ironic in the sense that I've just been reading lately, actually, that, church going in the Catholic Church is up strongly, and there's a real youth movement in the Catholic Church, which I'm not saying they could reopen these schools or what have you, but, the cyclicality of there's just been a lot of stories about people rediscovering their faith, but these buildings, I don't think you were listening, but in the previous segment I talked about how there are so many announcements about developments and the percentage of the developments that actually happen. I am a little cynical. I sort of wait until I see shovels in the ground, but these buildings were supposed to be developed, but they never have been developed.
That's right, and I actually was listening to your lead-in, so I agree with you 100% there, because until you see something happening, then you can believe that it's going to be, and then getting it done too is another thing. And these buildings have really been sitting and decaying, and to now two owners, and so it is a problem, and a problem for the neighborhoods that they are in. Because they attract, bad activity.
One of the buildings looks like pretty, good bones in terms of architecture. The other one's just sort of like a big, 60s, 70s era rectangle or what have you. I mean, what are the odds of something happening in these spots? Or they're still going to languish because are they in foreclosure? Just give us a status update.
Yeah, they're actually both in foreclosure. If you talk about St. Augustine School, which was the last Catholic school to close in Hartford back about a decade ago, and it's not great inside, I'm told. I haven't been inside recently because it's boarded up. But the city is trying to take it over because they have about $1 million in liens on it for blight, for unpaid taxes. So the city is trying to take control of that one and hopefully bring in a developer, okay? It's a big job, obviously. The other one, St. Peter's, which is right on Main Street, you probably are familiar with it, with the huge church that's with it. That was in a little better shape. The lender is foreclosing on that one. There's going to be actually an auction in a couple of weeks on that. And the lender has told the city that they might be interested in taking it over and trying to do something there. So, but again, you know, to your point, until we see something happening, then, you know, we'll know what's happening.
Yeah. The one, the St. Peter's one, I mean, the church side of it at least looks kind of, you know, looks like a nice building. I don't know what it's like inside. We're talking with Ken, go ahead. Do you want to say something?
I had been in that church with the first owner, okay, who then subsequently sold it to this owner, who is now in foreclosure. Beautiful church inside. Old organ, I believe it was an Austin organ. It's a really, really nice building, the church, but, you know, reusing that, something of that size is a difficult proposition.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Listen, I want to ask you about this announcement from, you know, it's now, you know, almost, I don't know, more than a week ago, I guess, about the, you know, upping the down payment assistance. Now, is this just for municipal employees, or is this for anybody who wants to move to the city?
This is just, that part is just for municipal and school board employees. Okay, and so it is limited on who could avail themselves of that, because it's an employee assistance program, basically.
Right, and so they're upping the down payment assistance up to $40,000. Right. If you meet certain criteria, like stay in the house for 3 years and so on, they'll forgive it entirely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is your sense, like, I'm curious if you may have zero opinion or insight on this, but is that a big enough incentive to actually get people to take jobs or apply to jobs, or, you know, will this be something that's for show, or this actually lead people to move and live in Hartford?
I think that at the margins it could help. Okay, so they have 200 open positions. They were, when I was reporting that story, and would all 200, you know, no, I don't think so. But at the margins, you know, you may get a few who will do that. But, you know, if you're going to fill all the positions by using this program, no, I would say no, that would not happen. And of course, it's first time home buyers. There are a lot of parameters to this program. So, but you could get some.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You could get some.
Got it. Anything else going on in Hartford that people should know about? I mean, is there anything happening?
Well, tons. we're watching, out in the Homestead Avenue area, and it's, you know, I've been writing a little bit about that corridor, which kind of links, you know, Garden Street up to Albany Avenue. And the city really wants to, you know, look at housing there and a few other things. And so they're got a study going that we're keeping an eye on. And so that could be a really important thing, because the Riverwalk, okay, this is wants to connect, you know, the riverfront, you know, up through up to Bloomfield, goes right through that area, you know, that's proposed. I mean, it's not started, but so there's a lot of interest in that area right now. So keeping an eye on that, of course.
Great. Ken, it's great to catch up. Enjoy the rest of the summer, yeah. Although I feel like we'll talk to you before it's all over. And
I would hope so. And I assume you've had your coffee today. I heard yesterday that you couldn't have coffee because you had some sort of test, I think. And so you sound like you're all up and caffeinated.
I am caffeinated. I will say, it's so funny you mentioned it, because I did the I did the scoring thing for, so I got, I did my blood work, and my cholesterol was, I guess, was through the roof, and I'm like, I don't want to go on a statin. Uh-oh. So I said, are there any options here? And they're like, well, you could take this other test, but it's not covered by insurance. And so I said, fine, the heck with it, I'll do it. And it was like a scoring thing, and I scored in a zone where I don't have to take them, but I don't know what it means. So I don't think I'm going to drop dead of a heart attack today, but I don't necessarily think it's a perfect picture. But thank you. I am caffeinated.
Do what you need to do. Okay.
See you later, bud.
All right.
We'll talk soon.
Take care.
Bye. All right.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.